In his book, Database Nation, The Death of Privacy in the 21st Century, commentator Simpson Garfinkel writes about terrorism, computer security, and the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. He believes we need better security protocols, but that they shouldn't come at the expense of personal freedoms.
On the Boston subway last week, the loudspeaker warned me to report any unattended packages. A few miles away at Logan Airport, travelers were being subject to intensive and frequent checks of their IDs. The airport is also closing 2,000 parking spaces in its garage under the FAA's new rules because they are within 300 feet of a terminal. In Washington, D.C., Congress is making it easier to wiretap and intercept email. New Hampshire Senator Judd Gregg is calling for the installation of backdoors in computer programs, a proposal that's been repeatedly opposed by the computer industry as being anti-democratic and technically unworkable. As America prepares to make war on global terrorism, it's clear that we have started by making war on business as usual, convenience, and perhaps even some of our freedoms. But it's a mistake to see security at odds with freedom, with our survival hanging in the balance. It's important to be on constant lookout for terrorists and others who would do us harm, but it's equally important to realize that none of the enhanced security measures that have been proposed would have prevented the tragedy of September 11th from happening. From what we have learned so far, it's clear that the majority of the attackers were in this country legally, with valid passports and visas. They did not have a history of terrorism, and they did not have outstanding warrants. Even if we required fingerprint scans and faceprint identity verification of passengers at our airport terminals, these men would have been permitted to board their flights. Had they been prohibited from using knives on the airplane, they could have smashed their first-class plates and glasses and used the shards as weapons, or they could have simply overpowered the crew with their bare hands. So what could have prevented the tragedy, and how can we prevent similar acts of terrorism in the future? Speaking as a former private pilot myself, airlines and the FAA should be better prepared for dealing with in-flight emergencies. Pilots should be armed with non-lethal weapons, such as stun guns. They should have video cameras so that they can see what's happening back in the aircraft, and their own bathrooms and galley so that they never need to open the cockpit door. And that door should be made out of steel or unbreakable Kevlar so that there is no way to force it open. We need to similarly harden the rest of our society. Businesses need to take physical security far more seriously than they have. This includes building redundant systems and getting their data centers out of target cities like New York and Washington. Meanwhile, our warships at sea are equipped with sophisticated systems that can detect and shoot down an incoming cruise missile or kamikaze fighter. The Bush administration should investigate the feasibility of deploying similar systems around what's left of the Pentagon and our other landmark skyscrapers, rather than continuing to pursue its national missile defense program. Last Tuesday's attack was the worst ever on U.S. soil, but it won't be the last. We need to be better prepared. These terrorists have bigger aims than blowing up a few innocents on the Boston subway.
Simpson Garfinkel writes about computer security.